10 days after President Obama signed his massive $787 billion economic stimulus bill, over 80 people demonstrated in front of the federal courthouse in Tampa today, registering their displeasure with that and other spending expenditures of the Young administration. The rally was organized by John Hendricks, formerly associated with the Tampa Bay Minutemen, the anti-illegal immigration group. He said protests had already been planned, but credited the rant by CNBC anchor Rick Santelli against the Obama administration's housing bailout plan as spurring more interest.
It went viral through the internet. It precipitated a number of cities all deciding to have these demonstrations, all these protests, all on the same day, on today, Friday at noon, to basically show that how the full extent of the opposition to the stimulus bill, so-called stimulus bill.
In addition to the stimulus and foreclosure legislation, the Obama administration unveiled their $3.5 trillion budget on Thursday and will also probably need to address more money on the banking crisis. All in all, the moves have infuriated conservatives, many crying socialism. Nancy Estep from Tampa carried a sign that read, "Mad as hell." Her main objection is with the foreclosure legislation announced by Obama, but she also has problems with some of the highlights of the new budget.
I think it's all a mistake. He's going to ruin our entire health care system. We have the best one in the world.
Now, you say we have the best one in the world. There's 48 million people who don't have health insurance. I don't think they'd say it's the best one in the world.
Well, let me tell you something. A lot of those people could afford health care if they wanted it. Instead, they get their flat-screen TVs. They use the emergency room as a primary care physician. And they're part of the problem.
Tampa citizen Tom Gross held aloft a sign that read, "Mainstream media stop pandering and tell the truth." He had issues with the speed with which the stimulus bill was passed in Congress.
We were promised at least 48 hours to look at it. Obama promised 5 days. Pelosi cut it down to 2 days. And then they voted on it 11 hours. There's no way that any of them read it. If they're going to spend $1 billion of my money, my children's money, my grandchildren's money, and great-grandchildren's money, they'll at least have the decency and the courtesy of the American people to let us read the package.
Gross also carried with him a flyer sent out by his member of Congress, Kathy Castor, a four-color brochure that was referenced what the stimulus bill would be able to do for her constituents. The flyer also mentioned an appearance last week when Castor would talk about the bill, but Gross said he believed he intentionally received it later than other constituents.
The beautiful thing about this is that most of the people that went to this meeting, which I went to the meeting, they got their invitation to this meeting like Tuesday or Wednesday. Mine came on Thursday. Anybody that I talked to that was Republican, they didn't get theirs until Thursday. But all the Democrats got theirs on Monday too. You think that's a coincidence? I don't think so.
Kevin Wright from Zephyr Hills wore a T-shirt supporting John McCain. His issues include the $700 billion banking rescue or bailout bill passed by Congress and signed by President Bush last September, legislation that was demanded to be signed at the time by then-Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson.
The TARP was sold as the Troubled Assets Relief Program, which in my mind, they were supposed to do what the Resolution Trust Corporation did, which to buy up the troubled assets, get those toxic assets off the books, and that was supposed to solve the major problem. Within 2 weeks of that bill passing, they completely reneged on that promise to the American people, a promise to John McCain, a promise to all of us, and they just started throwing money at banks. You know, why aren't more people out here upset about that? That is really, really outrageous. And that didn't solve the problem. That's why they're back for billions and billions. You know, they should have nominated Carl Sagan for the Treasury Secretary instead of turbo tax cheat Timmy Geithner.
A woman who refused to identify herself said she was protesting because she believed in America.
You say you believe in America. Okay. And does President Obama not?
From the things he's doing, I don't believe he does.
And why do you say that? What is he doing that doesn't make you think he's not American?
What is he doing?
Yeah, that you say makes him un-American.
Destroying the economy by overspending. Nobody can do that. Yeah. We all know that in our homes. We live on what we make. We don't borrow and borrow and borrow. And I think he has bad motives. And that's all I care to say.
Lutz resident Bob Cunningham blasted a particularly favorite criticism of some of what he called pork in the stimulus bill, that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had put $30 million into the legislation to benefit an endangered mouse in her district. But according to the truthseekingpolitifact.com website, there is no money in the bill for mice. When told that, Cunningham didn't seem to care.
It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. There's the same kind of garbage in there that just does that. Don't tell me there's not, because I know there is.